With several of the nation's airlines in bankruptcy and others close to it, an industry trade group warns a war with Iraq would likely mean billions more in losses, NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Even without the additional losses a war would bring, the airline industry is in deep trouble. On track to post losses of over $6.5 billion this year, Air Transport Association President and CEO James May says if the U.S. does go to war with Iraq or there is another terrorist attack, losses will widen even further.
The airline industry continues to struggle with recovery from the events of 9/11, recording $18 billion in net industry losses since that date. The airlines are carrying north of $100 billion in debt. Our ability to take on more is nil, and our cash reserves have evaporated.
May says a war with Iraq could push the industry's losses to over $10 billion this year and result in the loss of 70,000 jobs. As a result, the industry has been lobbying Congress to pick up more of the costs for heightened security and to grant it tax and insurance breaks. Again, James May.
What we have said to the government is that here are a list of options, if you will. Those options include continuing the terrorism war risk insurance that is currently provided by the federal government that we can't buy in the open marketplace, providing for a suspension for a specific period of time of certain taxes that feed the aviation trust fund.
However, industry observers say getting additional help from Congress will be a tough sell. Lawmakers did approve billions in financial aid after the terrorist attacks in 2001, but David Field, an editor with the trade publication Airline Business, says it's a different environment now.
Many policymakers feel that the airlines are a hopeless case, a basket case, and you still have continued resentment among the public. Fares may be low, but there are a lot of rules. Flying is still a hassle, and that makes it a lot harder for Congress to say, let's give them some money.
Two airlines, United and U.S. Airways, are already in bankruptcy, while others, including American, are said to be considering such a move. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.